All right, welcome to the Men Talk 2 podcast. I'm your host, Lee. Down low is Rick. Hey, Elijah.
Hey.
Miss TT out there doing her thing. Hey, look, ladies. Is it okay for you to hit your man? Literally, smack shit out of him and not expect nothing in return happen to you? That's the topic for today. Let me tell you why. Dana White, UFC president. Y'all know about the UFC, the bare knuckles fighting champion folks and all that stuff. He got called down in Cabo San Lucas slapping the shit out of his wife. She hit him first, though. Let's go ahead and clear that up, too. She hit him first. He turned around, slapped slob out of mouth twice. Is it cool for a woman to slap a man and the man not do anything to the woman? Let's hear it. What you got? Why you all tilted to the side like, we really ain't talking about this?
Because I want to know what he said to her.
I don't know. It's on video. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that now. Just look up Dana White slapping his wife. And then you pull it up, and it's up there. But evidently he probably said some shit like, hey, come on, let's go. It could have been something simple. Damn, he already got this shit pulled up.
And then for some reason, my damn camera ain't.
So this is not the only time this didn't happen.
He probably leaned over there and said, bitch, let's go. And she smacked the shit out of his ass.
What does this matter?
I don't. What does it matter is the question that a laser just put out there.
And my thing is this, at what point, as a man, I understand you a woman, we stronger than you, but at some point we reach our breaking point to somebody physically assaulting us, to at what point can we defend ourselves? I ain't saying hitting them back, though. Like, I ain't never done that. Like, I grab a motherfucker and be like, man, stop playing. But not all men have that self-control.
They biting everything.
You know,
everything to get out of your grasp.
It's like Chris Brown said.
How much can a man take before he get?
He was 17 when that shit happened. She spit on him and was hitting him before he hit her. And everybody just make it seem like he the one that wrong.
Exactly.
Right.
Don't get me started. Chris Brown.
What about him?
They be pissing me off about Chris Brown. Like, let my man do his thing. Let him go on. Let him just be great. Like, that shit pisses me off so bad. It pisses me off.
And then, like I said, she, that spit and shit right there.
I mean.
No. You don't spit on nobody. I would have hit her.
No hands on nobody.
That too. But she just took it a little bit too overboard with the spitting. Yeah. That spitting get your ass killed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was mad because he hit her back. Because the saying is, don't put your hands on me.
We grown folks.
Yeah.
That's the saying, don't put your hands
on
me.
Yeah, don't put your hands on me.
I thought it was going to be more to it.
That is more.
Put your motherfucking hands on me.
But yeah, at what point is it okay for a man to...
Is it okay for a man to just slap the slob out of you?
I mean, I just think that if you don't want to be hit, then don't put your fucking hands on nobody.
Right.
It's really kind of simple.
It's kind of simple.
And don't put your hands on nobody if when you hit somebody, like, you need to be expecting to get hit back, actually.
Right. Ain't that what your parents tell you? Don't you start no
expect
shit.
Expect to get hit back if somebody put their hands on you, male or female.
Yeah.
You need to expect to get hit back, because why would you do that?
Yeah, why would you?
Everybody is not playing like that. Everybody is not playing like that.
That's how I try to raise my daughters. Don't put your hand on a man, because you never know. Not every man has that self-control.
Yeah, I tell my neck, do not put your hands on that man. But if that motherfucker reach out and touch you, Goddamn, you better start laying in that ass. Because he shouldn't have fucking touched you. Yeah.
Now I agree with that. Like I said, no man should put his hands on a woman. I've been in situations where a woman tried to hit me and I just grab her ass and just like, look, man, I ain't doing this, gone somewhere.
And right.
Then, you know, got a manhandler like that. But as far as hitting her, I ain't never done that. But for the men that do lose their cool, I understand it. Like, you being assaulted, like,
yep, to get your lick back, but then you know it's
get
just
your lick back.
Get your lick back, shit. Goddamn lick back. She shouldn't have hit him. Or he shouldn't have hit her.
Oh man!
And that's another thing too. Get your lick. That's back. Another damn thing right there. Y'all
what?
Y'all want to get hit somebody? And then when we hit your ass back, the whole family mad. You can't get your motherfucker lick back. He shouldn't hit your ass.
But see, don't say y'all men, because not all of us men put our hands on females.
Yeah, and not all females put their hands on males. But I was taught just to not play with boys in that way anyway.
Mm-hmm. Don't even go across that line.
Yeah, don't even cross that line. If they touching on you, you tell them to stop. Hell, to keep on, go tell somebody. But I didn't play like that in high school because I seen too many people get sprung on.
What?
Hey, I seen a few dudes hit a couple of girls in school myself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When them boys...
Did the girls hit the guy first, though?
No, but you know, they was arguing and then she said some shit that you know.
Oh, that pissed him off.
You know how women are, boy. When they say something, they jab and it's just like, ugh, it cut you deep.
Yeah.
And she said that shit and he just open hand smacked her ass in the next week, boy, because, hey.
The ones I done seen, it was always, you know, the female will keep on playing and they'll be like, girl, stop playing. And then that last slap in the back of the head. Y'all know how they do.
Yeah.
That last little tap.
You ain't gonna hit me because I'm a girl.
No, that last little tap. Pow! And them fresh haircuts and that sound that come out.
Off the back of the head.
Off the back of the back of the neck meat.
Yeah. And you know what? Everybody hear that sound, you embarrassed. So you gotta smack her ass back. Be like, man, you hear the way she slapped me? That shit probably didn't even hurt. It was just a sound.
It was the sound that got you embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happens all the time.
Yeah. It makes it seem like worse than what it was.
So
everybody looking at you.
Ooh.
And with that Dana White situation. They saying we ain't gonna really hear about everything because of the privacy laws and everything, because that happened in Mexico.
You ain't gonna hear nothing about it in the United States. Actually, half the people that's listening to the podcast don't even know nothing about it. He ain't gonna get charged with it. He ain't gonna get charged here in the United States with it. So it's a done deal. She just got slapped out.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there is to it.
She get slapped out, or was it self-defense?
Who pressed charges?
Bruh, what do you mean self-defense?
I mean, she hit him first. Was it self-defense?
Hit him first, true. She slapped the shit out of him first, and then he smacked her twice.
But don't that make it self-defense?
I would have hit her once. I wouldn't have hit her twice.
Yeah, if he would have hit her once, it would have been self-defense.
Yeah, but then
twice is like, you know what? You didn't get it the first time. Let's go and get this assault charge. Bap, bap.
Mm-hmm. Especially if she didn't swing back again.
Yeah.
Right.
Once he slapped her twice, that automatically made him the aggressor.
The aggressor.
Mm-hmm. Because then, you know, over one lick, he went too far.
See, right. I don't know. Because if you look at, let's just say, the gun law, self-defense there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You pull your gun on me, and I feel like my life is threatened. I can kill you. I can keep shooting, not once, twice, but if my gun holds 15 rounds, I can shoot all 15 rounds into your ass, and it's still self-defense. It might be overkill, but it's still self-defense.
They gonna say, you gonna say self-defense, but the court gonna say,
nah, because my life was threatened. My life was in danger. By the way the laws go, as long as my life is in danger, I can empty the magazine.
Somebody just had a scenario like that, and I'm not too sure on who it was, but it was self-defense in the beginning. But then, like you said, you kept on shooting. They kept on shooting. It didn't turn into self-defense then.
Only time it don't turn into self-defense is if that person tried to turn around and run away. At that point, it's not self-defense. It's murder.
I don't even think they turned around and tried to run away. And that's when you
get that into shit is irrelevant because this is two different things. Like
two different scenarios. We're talking about putting hands on folks and shooting folks.
Yeah.
That's different. That's
two different scenarios. I get what you're talking about, but we talking
now,
about
now if he would have hit a Selma 8, 9, 10 times, then
he hit her twice.
But twice ain't really like one time like get the hell off me. The second time's reaction, then it's like, oh shit, this is my wife. Let me just stop.
But then that judge gonna say, you went overboard. You smacked her twice.
Twice.
Yeah, twice.
They've been married for 30 years. Yeah. This ain't nothing like this happened before. In
so
life,
they
in
tell
in
us.
In marriage.
So they say.
That's what they say.
Yeah, that's what they say.
They got kids. All the shit that came to a head. And
because if you hit a motherfucker in public, you know what
in
the fuck
public,
go down in private.
This is a New Year's Eve party going over into the new year.
Mm-hmm.
They swapping down. There was so much alcohol involved that they weren't thinking clearly. Neither one of them was thinking clearly. Like,
but
you know
if,
what?
If it happened in public, you know it damn sure go down in private.
Or it's close to happening. Well, that was probably the pin that pulled out the grenade right there.
That is clown activity anyway. Like you out at the event, I don't give a fuck how drunk we was. We not at the party smacking each other. Like you're not about to embarrass me. We not embarrassing each other. What the fuck could y'all have been arguing about?
Right. So I'm thinking, whatever he leaned over there and said to her,
let's go. Probably.
She might have felt like,
what the fuck does it matter what he said? I don't care what
saying,
she felt like.
She probably felt like he embarrassing me first.
And who can hear him? If he whispered,
somebody might have heard him. You never know.
Listen, don't piss me off. That shit ain't got nothing
look,
to do with it.
Pull up the video.
You have that shit at home. You don't smack nobody right then and there.
She shouldn't have smacked that man. Point blank.
She shouldn't have smacked him, and he shouldn't have smacked her ass back. Nobody should have been smacking nobody. But don't be putting your hands on folks thinking you ain't going to get hit back. Now, that's just crazy to think.
But there's women out there that do that, though.
Well, them bitches is slow. I just don't even know why you would think such a thing, sweetheart.
Hey, hold on. I'm pulling the video up. Give me one second.
Look at the video, and you just know exactly what I'm talking about. He went over there and said, probably said, hey, baby, it's after midnight, blah, 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 let's go. It looks like he leaned in and said something to her.
I'll say this. So, looking at the video, and I don't know if we can show it or not. That's why I don't want
to. I wouldn't show it.
But, pull it up. So, looking at the video, they sitting there talking. You could tell something going on.
Mm-hmm.
She smacked him. He smacked her back. She tries to smack him again, but miss. So he smack her ass again. So it ain't like he wop-wopped her.
Yeah.
So he didn't wop-wop her. It was she smacked him. He smacked her back. She tried to smack him again and missed. And then he smacked her again, and that looked like that was the end of it.
Slapped her ass sober.
He's like, what is going on?
What are we doing, women? Women, what are we doing?
She still wasn't sober. She was confused as hell.
She was getting handled in a whole nother country.
Yeah.
And it was people around. That is crazy.
It was in a nightclub.
But you
it
know,
was in a nightclub
and
with
you
their
know,
old asses.
When a man hits a woman, first thing we say was he raised to do that, blah, blah, blah. But why are these women daddy and mama not teaching them, don't put your hands on a man like that, because you never know how that man is going to react.
I mean, some of them are taught that.
I was taught that shit, so I don't be just putting my hands on niggas.
But it's all about, do you have that self-control?
Yeah, that's really what the problem is people don't have self-control. So, that's what happens when you putting your hands on your partner, because that is not love. If you reach out and hit me, no, that's just it.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Is it?
Don't touch me. I won't touch you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just trying to get a feel for it. Yeah. Why these women feel as though they empowered to go slap a man and expect nothing to happen to him? They can walk away, turn their back on him, and walk away, and expect nothing to happen to him.
Yeah.
That's how bold some of these women are. I wish you would slap blah 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 me.
Right.
I mean, she was.
I got brothers, blah 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 blah. Oh, I got sisters, blah 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 blah.
See,
you
feel
that empowered as you can go slap somebody.
Hey, I was that brother that pulled up on my sister husband a few times and whooped his ass, and then
the whole story?
All I knew is he put his hands on it, and I wasn't with that shit. So, but you know, this when I was 15, 16, 17. Then when I turned 18, she still with him. And they still doing the same shit. And one day she called me. I'm like, man, I can go to fucking jail now. Like, and I'm gonna end up in jail, and you gonna be sitting there asleep next to the motherfucker. Man, fuck that. Leave him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cause I'm not going to jail for you. I've been whooping this motherfucker ass for how many years?
And she's still going out with him. Yeah.
Wow.
That's that toxic shit. Same shit we talked about last week. Being goddamn toxic.
Yeah, if you just beating on people just to be beaten on them,
yeah, that's a different story.
That's a
whole nother thing too. I mean,
that's a whole nother. Yeah,
fellas, don't do that shit.
They ain't gonna listen.
I mean, it's some of them, men and women, have been in these relationships so long that it's normal now. They like the whole. We slap each other out, fight each other, and then we have makeup sex, and then we go on about our business.
Like
that shit is normal.
Little situation at the mall, she said.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Girl and guy, don't
walk to the car like shit. It's normal.
Yeah,
right.
It's normal.
She run her ass back to the car like it ain't nothing.
Yeah. And then he's like, I done told you about trying to show out. And I'm just like, shit. Ain't nobody even around. Who's she showing out in front of?
The doors.
Yeah, they was moving.
The doors, they was moving.
Yeah, they was moving.
Yeah.
Right in front of, I guess.
Yeah.
Shit.
What'd she do? Walk in front of them or something?
Yeah,
shit,
behind him. What the hell happened? She got her ass whooped at it at the mall. That's a whole other story.
Yeah, I seen the door open. Once that door opened, he grabbed the ass by the neck sideways, pushed up against the wall, and then he just started swinging. I said, well, damn.
I just couldn't imagine being in a situation like that.
I have been in a situation like that before.
Nobody was about to be going.
It wasn't pleasant. Let me say that right off the rip. It wasn't pleasant. This woman was very toxic. Like I said, like Rick said, I wrap him up, grab him, blah, blah, blah. Let him cool down, calm down, whatever. Push the ass on away from me. But I never put my hands on that woman. I probably should have, but I didn't.
So you because ain't bitch in the forehead or nothing?
No. I should have. I ain't gonna leave him lie. I'm not condoning this. Let me go ahead and say that now. I'm not condoning it, but I probably should have slapped the shit out of her. Just to let her know that you just can't keep doing this shit over and over again to me.
Because at what point can we defend ourselves?
What? Exactly. What point do I have to say, you know what? Go the fuck on. I'm tired of playing. you fucking crazy.
Grab her ass by damn neck. And just...
I'm sick of you doing this. This is what your results. Every time we get to arguing and fighting, whatever, you want to go to hitting on folks. How much more warning do I need to get this chick? How much more warning do I need to get this chick?
Right.
If I grab you, I'm in the wrong. If I hit you, I'm in the wrong.
You're in the wrong, yeah.
I'm in the wrong. Either way, you go.
Yeah. Because I'm like, if I tell you twice to leave me alone, and you
talk about your business. Damn. Leave me alone.
Yeah. I'm going to hit your ass. Because you, yeah, I'm for real. You didn't get the message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gets to the point I have to walk up out the house just so I won't get whooped out or assaulted or scratched up or whatever. I don't know what else to do. I probably should have slapped the shit out of her, but I didn't.
I'm not doing no
see,
shit.
See, that shows strength as, and this is how I feel. And I, because like I said, I in that situation, it shows strength as a man to in order to hold back not doing that. Because just like in any situation, we can only take so much. Like, motherfuckers don't understand the weight of the world that's on a man's shoulder. Not saying it's any different for a woman or any of that, but it's a little different in what we carry around with us, you know, and we carry it a little bit more because we not supposed to cry. We not supposed to be emotional. We, you know, all the things we not supposed to do, we hold that shit in. So when it come out, that shit just explode. So it is hard not to retaliate in them certain situations or defend ourselves and go overboard with it. And that's why I teach my daughters, like, don't put your hand on a man, because you never know that man, like, y'all seen y'all mama try to hit me and I grabbed and keep up. Every man ain't going to have that restraint. When these motherfuckers going to turn around and knock the shit out of her? Not her specifically, but her as in a woman or you as a woman. Every man ain't going to have to be able to show you that restraint that your daddy showed your mother.
Right.
Yeah. Because when it come out, it's going to be on.
That's how I'm going to end up on the episode of Snapped.
I'm slapping you for civil rights.
Civil rights.
Would say this one for Emmett Till.
Emmett Till. I'm slapping you for the color water fountain. I'm slapping you for everything.
That is sick.
Back of the bus.
All that.
Woo. Yo,
40 acres and a mule. I'm slapping you for all of it. You getting it all. No. You just so happen to be that person that's getting it all. Pent up aggression. That girl who rejected me back in third grade. You everybody get.
This nigga said third grade. Oh
yes.
Oh my God.
I'm slapping you for everything.
That third.
All of it coming out. Oh shit. Boy, y'all crazy. Ladies, keep your hands to yourself. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
Please, if you don't want to be up under a chair somewhere, rolling down some steps, drug down a hallway, don't be that person.
Getting their asses kicked because they want to punch somebody.
Right.
Yeah. Don't be in no elevator trying to punch folk out.
I know, right?
Oh, that. Oh, Jesus.
And teach your kids. Stop touching
them. Youngins. Teach your daughters. You are not entitled to slap a man or a boy.
Yeah.
And not to expect no return from that.
And don't be slapping their ass on the back of the neck and they just got a haircut.
On that fat meat with the new grease and alcohol that just came on there.
Cause then we'll get your ass knocked out of school. You be flying down Brandon Highway.
Yeah. Once again, let me go ahead and say this. We do not condone domestic violence on this show. But I had to bring this up because I'm sick of y'all women getting away with stuff and expecting us not to retaliate. I'm reliving my issues right now. This is my therapy right now.
We see.
Like, we do not condone domestic violence, but we do advocate for self-defense.
Self-defense. Protect yourself at all times.
Yeah.
Ladies, appreciate that. Hope y'all listening. Hey, so let's go. Let's do what now?
Don't be hitting on women that know how to fight.
Yeah, that's where you fucked up at.
That's where you fucked up at, too.
But think about it, most of the time, y'all still ain't stronger than a man, so
it's good. I'm not saying
hey, it don't take one lick, dude.
In every case, but
yeah, I know that.
But just physically in nature,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
There's some women that can actually, you know,
hey, bro, I tell everybody, I've been hitting my nose one time in my life, and that was by my baby mama. Like, it came when I'm unexpected because. You know, she was talking shit, I was talking shit, and it was just like, pow! I was like, see? That was one of them times where I just had to walk away, bro, because I almost lost my shit.
If some women can get down out there.
I think if I wouldn't have teared up, eyes watering, all that other shit, it would have went down. This
hand right here.
Bro, it was one of them, pow! That was just...
Yeah.
I ain't never been hitting my nose before.
Yeah, if some women can get down out there. But like I said, if you swing first, it's over. You ain't gonna get no 3-4 licks in and expect dude not to do nothing.
Nah, you might get one, possibly two, but on that third one, expect something.
Yeah,
possibly that second one, but a man can control himself to about two on.
That's it. Most of the time, I might give you one. I give you one. That second one, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Been there, done that. It's a wrap. I'm not getting scratched up no more. I'm not getting pinched. I'm not getting none of that no more. Keep your damn hands to your damn self. Who
wants to be doing that? That is just crazy.
What the hell, I said, it's fucking women out there that do that shit.
That shit crazy. Like, that is just too much going on. That's just so violent. Get some fucking help. I'm tired of telling y'all that. Get some damn help. You can't, at this big age, you better be able to control yourself, man and woman. Get some help.
Boy, see, he done being scratched up. The end.
I have too.
Pink, scratched, all that.
Motherfucker went right down my face, boy. I want the Mike Tyson punch out that hoe.
I don't know. If I was a man, I'd
neck
probably.
Neck scratched all up. Face scratched all up. I'd have been all through that.
Mm-mm.
Fucking women, I tell you.
That shit ain't no love making scratches. Who got time?
Hell no.
I'm scratching something.
You know what? And that's all for today. We'll catch y'all next time.
Woo! She said it, damn it. And I mean that.
Oh, all, Lord, y'all.
You don't want to talk about nothing now? That's all you got, ladies. You said it's a wrap. We ain't talking about that no more.
That's all we got for today, folks.
Hey, next week, we're going to talk about being an asset or a liability in your relationship. Be ready for that. Are you an asset to your man or your woman, or are you a liability? Be ready for that next week. That's the topic. I don't see what's going on.
I'm gonna fire your ass up.
You ain't about to fire me up. I seen your face. I
look, look, the argument is already turning. It's already turning. It's already turning.
You ready so, for
it?
He ain't ready.
Be ready. Be ready. Bring it all out.
He is not
on all ready. Accounts, be ready.
I'm gonna make sure I have my drink next week
because
I don't.
Yeah, we have to drink up, sip up next week because I know it's gonna be on and popping.
You're gonna be there now, quiet as shit.
Nah, when I told him, we're gonna be talking about this shit. Is your woman or your man an asset or a liability? You can be girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, and wife. Sneaky links, all that shit. Yeah. Bringing it all out next week.
If y'all don't see the reading, y'all already know.
Do what?
The reading with Monique.
What they got to do with anything?
See a liability or asset?
He was a liability.
Huh? Easy damn sure was.
Oh my God.
Y'all gotta watch it.
All right, I'm gonna watch it ahead of time. See what
before we
about.
Come on next week, BET Plus, the reading. Yeah, all right.
I'll make check sure it out.
I look at it.
All right, we'll make reference to that next week too.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. But that's it for me. I was just trying to put this game out there because all this stuff been happening, and somebody fed this to me on my feed too. So, once again, y'all, let me say this. I like the people coming up to me talking about the show.
Coming on YouTube, the algorithm.
Yeah, if y'all are seeing it, say something about it. Just drop a comment. You ain't even got to put your. I don't even know if you can do it anonymously. Can you do it anonymously? I don't think you can if you got an account.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
But say it in the comments so everybody can see what I'm talking about or what you're talking about. Like Rick said, it helps out the algorithm. I really don't care about the algorithm.
Y'all know I'm all about the algorithms. If not, just go to my Facebook. You'll understand.
But
don't go.
It's good to know that people at my place of employment, in my area, in my zone, are talking about what we're talking about every single week.
Do y'all people be
being funny?
That's crazy.
Do what now?
Let's say work. I be walking past people that be watching us on here. Hey, y'all.
Do they?
They gotta be watching us, like the people at work that be coming up to y'all. Like, do y'all be seeing me?
Yeah, they be watching us. They be watching us.
That's crazy.
They really do. I'm like, man, like one dude came to me up that was on BA0 said, man, I y'all funny. That's what he said. Y'all funny. Mm-hmm. Y'all out here talking about slang and dick and all of those stuff. I was like, that's you all he got out of the whole thing we were talking about.
Slang and dick.
That's all he got out of it.
My homeboy, he came in from out of town, and first thing he said, like, we dapped up. Like, you good? He like, yeah, man, y'all a damn fool, bro. He was like, y'all crazy as hell. Like, we're talking about the podcast, bro.
Yeah. And we it's a lot of people out there listening, and they quote like that, like I was saying earlier in the earlier podcast. They get these one liner quotes, like the pick up the penny from
Yeah.
She don't even remember what she said on that, but pick up the penny.
Who I'm said like, oh this? My God. It was probably you.
Said that. Yeah, it was you.
Me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, fuck that was
you. Fuck them times. You better pick up this penny.
That's
yeah. Because one girl came up to me and said that shit. I was like, oh, okay, I know what you're talking about now. It took me I was like, girl, get on out of here.
She wanted you to pick up that penny, Lee. Yeah, she wanted you to pick up that penny.
Yeah.
That penny stay on the fucking ground. Anyway. Fuck that penny.
Oh my God.
Leave comments in the comment section, man, right below the video. Y'all keep doing the like, subscribe, and comment, and hit the notification bell, letting y'all know when we put out new content. We appreciate y'all subscribing. Appreciate y'all looking at it. Appreciate y'all coming out and supporting us. Like I said, we're going to have big people, big things coming over here shortly. Mike was supposed to be on today, but he AFK, so I don't know what's going on with that. But We got to reach out to the love guru, see what she's talking about too, because I want to see what her message is for. I don't know what she's talking about. Love, being in love, making love happen, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how that came about. So we're going to talk to her too, eventually. Let's make that in the next couple of weeks.
All right.
See what happens. So somebody shoot her information and see if she can get on week out the next and see where she coming from or what she want to talk about. Because I'm sure it's going to be something crazy. And it ain't going to be no 4-hour. Never mind. I ain't going to say that. Ain't gonna be no 4-hour podcast. You best believe that. Get on here, say your shit, and get the fuck on. So, with all that being said, y'all be good, be safe. We'll see y'all next Thursday. Peace out.